engagement and really sowed this feeling of helplessness in the people. I mean, as dictators go, he wasn't Saddam Hussein, he wasn't Hafez al-Assad, he wasn't Gaddafi. There will be no mass graves being unearthed in Egypt. But he really sort of killed their spirit. And it took a while, but I mean, people just lost faith in themselves. And so one of the, immediately before the revolution started, the Arab League had a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, an economic summit. And it was right after Tunisia and right before Egypt. And Egyptians were starting to set themselves on fire. You had that very disturbing little mini trend happening in Egypt. And all the Arab League delegates were all like, oh no, it's not possible. This is not Tunisia. You know, everybody had a reason why Egypt could not, why the example could not be repeated. And the one guy who was off message, I give him credit for this, was Amr Musa. From day one, he was there and he was the head of the Arab League. He's supposed to be in lockstep with these guys. And I was shocked by the quotes I got from him. He was basically saying, no, this is a wake-up call. There's things that really need to change. You know, this could spread. We have to be very careful. We have to sort of acknowledge that people will not be marginalized anymore. I remember the quote vividly.